This medical update on KRDO News Radio is sponsored by Optum.
Welcome back to KRDO's Morning News, and it's time for our Ask the Doctor segment. We do it every Tuesday, really close to 6:35, a little bit after, and we're joined today by Dr. Kern Lowe, who's medical director with Optum. He's also a family physician with more than 25 years experience. Welcome to the show, Dr. Lowe.
Thank you.
And so let's talk about influenza. We've been talking about it all month long. And the big advice coming from medical providers such as yourself is get vaccinated. And flu vaccines are offered all sorts of places. But when you're also talking about dealing with the flu in a time of coronavirus, different measures have to be taken. So tell us about what preparations Optum is making in terms of how to respond, I guess, to flu season and the intersection with coronavirus.
Absolutely. And thank you for the invitation here. As we have mentioned, getting your flu vaccine is probably one of the best preventative steps that you can take. So historically, we will be offering our flu vaccinations and with in-person appointments at all of our sites. What's going to be new this year in light of the COVID epidemic going on or pandemic is that we're going to be offering up some drive-up vaccine clinics where if you call and schedule an appointment, we're going to have the three locations scattered around the city of Colorado Springs. So our first location will be in Briargate, which is up north off of Research Parkway. Our second location is our Medical Center Point, which is off of Fillmore and Union. And then our south location will be at our Southwest Clinic, which is off of Tenderfoot Hill and Lake Avenue. So our ask is that you go ahead and call and schedule an appointment. You can call us at 719-522-1133, and the staff will be able to help guide you and schedule that appointment for you to be able to come in or drive your car up and receive a flu vaccine, and you don't even have to leave your car and be exposed to others. Our teammates that are going to be administering the vaccine will be in personal protective equipment.
I think this is a terrific idea. It's going to add to the convenience of so many people, especially when they have difficulties. But what prompted the decision, Dr. Lowe, to do something like that?
Our patients, we're listening to our patients, and a lot of our patients are concerned about being unnecessarily exposed in terms of going to a potential area where, you know, we don't know who's a carrier or who has the symptoms. So we felt like this was the best way of still delivering that vaccine, because it is so important to be to receive this preventative measure, that we went through the additional steps to be able to deliver the vaccine in a safe manner.
What if you are, you know, feeling maybe symptomatic of flu, or should you be going and getting a flu vaccine?
So if you're currently feeling symptomatic, the recommendation is to pause and wait probably about a week before you get a flu vaccine. But it is really important to afterwards to get that influenza virus, because that's going to definitely help prevent you from getting the full-blown effect of an influenza infection.
All right. Dr. Kern Lowe, some good information. And again, what a great idea to do the drive-through flu vaccine clinic. Again, it's recommended that you get an appointment, and you can do so by calling 719-522-1133. You've been listening to our Ask the Doctor segment on KRDO's Morning News. Dr. Lowe, thanks again.
Thank you very much, Shannon. Really appreciate the opportunity to share our innovative practice of having to drive up vaccines, because it's really important.